BOE back in session. If you'd like to step up the hearse.
Well, the assessor has already said that she will return it back to the original assessment value on sale value.
Okay.
I just want to say that this has been a nightmare for us.
Okay.
And should never have happened.
Okay.
And I contacted the assessor's office on numerous occasions, and never once would she speak with us or took our calls.
Okay.
So.
And were you classified agricultural to residential?
We were agricultural land with soil value, and we went to market value.
Gotcha. Okay, but you've now reached an agreement with the assessor's office?
They have evidence that they are.
Okay.
Ag, and so.
Ag subsidy.
Yeah, I just never got it, and you know what's happened in our office for
okay.
the past month and a half, so.
Okay, so we have a couple of things that we could do today. We could, you could withdraw your motion if you feel like you got everything taken care of, or we can rule on the motion and
we just want our land to go back the way it should have been.
To ag, and which the assessor is saying that she is doing.
She will do.
Right.
We'll have to have a motion to do that because I have to put the
number. Okay, so we will do a motion for that. So that's on two parcels. That's the Bray Cemetery Road.
Yes.
And then it looks like there's just another piece that's attached to that.
Right. It was all family land. And when our parents died, it was split between us and another family member.
Okay.
And so that small parcel was what we needed to make it equal and also to give us access to our upper fields.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you're good, if you have anything else to say about
it? As long as I'm not going to have to fight this to the state. I mean, as long as we're standing here today saying it's resolved, I'm fine with that.
Do you have anything to say on that?
If you want to be sure of it, just go down to my office to Dan or Michael or Joe and ask them to run it on 26 and give you a copy of the property record card. And then you'll know you've got a
okay.
paper copy of what we've done.
Okay.
And they will make the motion to match
yes.
what we have. For.
And just so you know, when we rule on the motion, because we've ruled on the motion, if something were to happen on that, you can appeal that to the State Tax Commission if something were incorrect. So you'll have that option as well.
Okay. And how long does it normally take to get the letter?
I send you a letter. Like, we'll do them today, and they'll be in tomorrow's mail. Show you the changes, it'll explain the State Tax Commission process and all that. And if
okay.
you have questions, just call me.
Okay.
We just want it
absolutely.
To be what it should be.
I totally understand. So with all that being said, I would make a motion on BOE 536 and 537 that those be agricultural land. And do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion
okay.
carries.
It is agricultural land. It's just the way that it was assessed, soil
right.
value
the
versus.
Subsidy.
They're going back to ag productivity value yeah. from market rate.
Right.
And do you have those numbers, Susan?
I don't. That's why I'm sending them down to my office. They'll get a copy, and I'll ask whoever runs it for them to give you a copy.
Of the parcel of what Susan's office gave you. She's going to give you the numbers.
But
did you need these numbers? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think we're good
thank
on that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome. All right. The next one on the docket's valuation. I think I'll skip down to BOE 576. It looks like it's a nightly rental.
Yes.
Okay. Jesse, have you looked on that to see? You know if they just have one.
In 1 second.
We've got several properties, it looks like. I'm just finding one.
Yeah, I'm just finding one.
Actually, there is one that's in a trust that's deemed residential.
Okay.
So we need to find out, because that one's in their trust name versus this one that's in an LLC. So they are not, it doesn't look like they have the classification on the condo. Is that what you're finding?
Yep.
I just also want to let you know, Target, Lowe's, those box stores, Dan's also going to bring up evidence for what those rates are, too. He's got an easier-to-read spreadsheet for you, so you can determine.
So this one looks like it's in a different, like maybe a son or a brother's name. Are you seeing what I'm seeing on that?
I don't see the brothers.
Okay, so if you just pull up the last name.
Yeah, so you have Mallory and Jenner.
Okay.
Jeremy, those are Grendels.
And then there's a trust, but the one that's the LLC said David. Okay. So it's a different person.
Okay, so you have Jeremy, and then you have John and Sue, so it should be a different part of the family.
That's what it's sounding like. So they're in California, though. Do they want us to call them this early?
I don't know. They're at 9:45.
It's 7:45 there.
No, 8:45.
California,
2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You could let them know what time.
Okay.
You could let them know what time.
Yes.
Well.
You think it's fine?
Well, we're 30 minutes early. Let's maybe skip that one. But now we know what it is. The next ones are in person, it looks like. So the next one looks like BOE 525. On page 3. I skipped Target. We'll wait on that one.
Oh, yeah, I see it there.
This is an ag.
Value in class, 36 acres.
Oh, no. So it looks like it's on BOE 525. It looks like it is deemed all agricultural. Do we know what their...
Is that productivity again?
Yeah, ag land to market rate on 36 acres, value in class.
Oh, wow. All right, I know that's that.
So is this one of those that was reassessed because of the land study?
Right, they apparently lost their productivity because we don't have proof that we've been presented or found for them to be anything but market rate. So,
did they ever contact the office at all? No.
Okay. I'd be lying if I said I knew. And these people said that they tried to call several times.
Yeah.
But we only have so many people answering phones.
I understand.
And I'm so sorry.
So, and this is probably the error from the program. Our evaluation shows 3379. That one's showing 18820.
And we're still looking at number 525?
Yes, 525.
I see on my sheet it says 410, so it must be the old. So
that's what carries.
Oh, and here he is.
1820.
If the assessment has made changes since that, then that's why
we've done the first two. Okay. We're on 525 on page 3. Because we've got several in person, so not here yet.
Were the first two?
The first two was an ag, and it had already been resolved.
Oh, okay. And this is BOE 569?
No, we're on page 3, 525. And it's an ag land market value, so it's for value in class. So we're trying to understand what the number is for sure.
Okay.
All right, Sycamore Church Road.
So I've asked the assessor on this because the numbers on our sheet and the numbers on that card don't match.
What BOE number are we on then?
525. It's Lockelholz.
Okay.
It's a 36-acre parcel.
Yeah.
Are the values the same as what's around them?
Is this Branson School District?
Yeah.
Okay, why is the value so low compared to your land?
It's not. Our sheet is incorrect.
Yeah, it's $156,000. And the appraised is $18,820.
No.
Or the assessed.
Assessed.
I'll get those right eventually.
Okay.
So it's gone, the assessed has gone from $410,000 to $18,820.
So they're aware that the $156,000 is—that's what they got on their card, or would they get on their card?
Their card—it looks like it's
$156,820. The card says $156,820.
Okay.
And it only has land, so they wouldn't have changed to go down because the index wouldn't affect.
Is this simply the land study on this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, and no productivity if they. I don't see anything in their file where they've shown proof of productivity. So.
It's 36 acres?
36 acres.
Okay. And this is at that 4,200 some odd.
Mm-hmm. 4,356. What is the value?
Oh, yeah. 4,356 an acre.
It looks like it's got some flat land, at least on the bottom.
And road frontage.
Road frontage, yeah.
Yeah.
Roads running through it. Okay. Do we have anything in the packet from them?
I don't have any evidence here. It just says
525.
Agricultural woods. They didn't even mark down their opinion of market value, so. But they should still be ag, which they've always been. They just are switched from productivity values to market rate.
Sure. We don't have any comps. Okay, that's another. I guess we can give the taxpayer that opportunity. Let's call them. Yes, Deborah, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we've got you on the docket for later, but are you got time now?
Well, I'm actually driving down the road at the moment.
Okay. Do you already know most of the information that you need to tell us, or what's
well, I guess probably so. I mean, do you have a picture that shows the place? Yes. Pulled up or anything?
We did, yeah. We've had a look at it, that kind of thing. But is it basically just vacant land at this point with some roads?
It is. It's vacant land, and it's also basically in kind of three little parts because there's one little part where the old house was that's packed up to the rock quarry. And then there's the other part is across the county road.
Right.
Railroad track runs on the other side of it. And...